Sarah Hargrave stands between two gigantic storage tanks near the Point Pinos Lighthouse in Pacific Grove. The tanks together hold up to 640,000 gallons and are part of the city's sewage treatment plant that was decommissioned in the 80s. As the city's environmental program manager, Hargraves has worked on ways to deal with the city's stormwater runoff and thinks the treatment plant and the tanks may be part of a solution.
They're in very good shape, and so we have this opportunity to use an existing treatment plant site for a new treatment of water for recycling and reuse on the city's golf course and cemetery.
The city is looking at recycling stormwater because last year, the State Water Resources Board redefined stormwater runoff as wastewater for parts of the coastline designated as Areas of Special Biological Significance, or ASBS. The city immediately applied for and received an exception that buys it some time.
And the exception says stormwater is waste, and you can only discharge it if it's not having an effect on the natural water quality of the ocean in the near shore within the ASBS.
Tests are being conducted to see if the stormwater really does pollute the ocean. But even if the tests find the water does not pollute, the city still faces skyrocketing costs of watering its golf course and cemetery.
Currently, the Pacific Grove Municipal Golf Course is one of two golf courses in the entire Monterey Peninsula area that still uses potable water for irrigation.
Using potable or drinking water costs the city over $350,000 a year just to water the golf course, and water rates are expected to increase dramatically. So that's where this old sewage treatment plant enters the picture. Water used to irrigate the golf course and cemetery would have to be treated. The city is using a grant to study ways to get the stormwater to the old plant. It could not only save money, it could also keep stormwater out of the bay and add to the drinking water available to people who live on the Monterey Peninsula. Jeff Krebs is Monterey's senior engineer and is working with Pacific Grove on the project. He says the project makes economic sense because of the unique way the storm system is laid out.
We're working in this area in Pacific Grove. Everything goes to gravity. We're not doing pumps. They've got a large cemetery, they got the golf course, and everything's in proximity where the infrastructure is.
Krebs says the current feasibility study is scheduled to be completed in April of next year. If the study shows recycling is possible, the city will seek $20 million in grant money to actually build the additional necessary infrastructure to route the stormwater to the treatment plant. Any additional construction would probably be done in stages and would take at least 5 years to complete. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.